He's out on the road now, a quarter past nine. His destination, some way down the line. He's done his fair share of talking and his fair share of time, and he knows. As he kicks off the dust from the place he has been, a white car pulls over, and as he bundles in, I see lines on his face, grey hairs on his chin, and they know. He's a winner, a loser, an acquaintance of mine. He's a page from a novel, she's the dust on his wine bottle. He's never early, she's rarely on time. He stops from his travels, it's such a lonely hotel. Puts both suitcases down, gently rings on the bell, and the lady is smiling. She knows him so well, and he follows her in the hall to where the carpets are faded, the windows are stained, the portraits are hung in Victorian frames, and he touches her face as she whispers me, ah, they know. He's a winner, a loser, an acquaintance of mine. He's a page from a novel, she's the dust on his wine bottle. He's never early, she's rarely on time. It's as though the wall clock is broken, so he keeps his own time. He knows that she loves him one day at a time, and her breathing it is sweet love in a burgundy wine. Ah, they know. There's no need to speak out, there's no one else there. Alone words are only loose shapes in the air. But she may be sleeping, but at least she is there. Ah, they know. He's a winner, an acquaintance of mine. He's a page from her novel, she's the dust on his wine bottle. He's never early, she's rarely on time. dog. Welcome to us, our little part of your evening. We appreciate very much the fact you've sacrificed a no doubt riveting evening in front of the TV to be with us in real time. It's a privilege for a band of our undoubted vintage to have the opportunity to go out on an annual basis at this time of year, touring the country and visiting you in your hometowns and postcodes. We really do appreciate the loyalty that you show by affording us this opportunity. And I'm not making your pockets sweat when I'm saying that. But one of the best things and one of the best privileges about having this opportunity is that it gives us a chance to present you music and musicians that we may have uncovered in the last 12 months ourselves and give them a wider stage. And hopefully you'll take something of Anthony John away with you this evening. To me, he's a man who combines an almost exactly measure musicality and charm. Anthony John. Back to the cold face, and we're going to start with a madcap rampage around the repertoire over the last 41 years. So we're going to start with a Morris dancing song. Chris brought this to us from his home village of Adderbury when he joined us some year, 116 ago. Song dedicated to lots of people in the audience tonight. I know it's called The Happy Man. Oh, what is the man that's free from all care? He loves to make a merry, he loves to make a merry. With the drum of a bear, with his pipe and his friends, fucking hours away, singing song after song, till he hails a new day. He can laugh and sing, and smoke without fear. Be as happy as a king, till he hails a new year.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Great to be back in Western. Superman and to go to Poppers before we like to announce fish and chips. Chris, I think that chips being a saint. I had placed chips and mushy peas.
I'm a flavor Raj.
Yeah. So
because I can.
Well, you were very good, Simon. Simon didn't come to Poppers, did you? Saint Simon, naughty David. here's a song which we did at this Crockery Festival. What did you have, Jerry? Haddock and chips. Rick had nothing.
They didn't tell me no again. But you know, I wouldn't have had a fish because some of my best friends are fish.
Okay, Poppers has had its club for the evening. I'm sure every band that plays here does the same thing. here's a song that we did at Crockery Festival last August. Any of you there? 63 of you. We made a DVD from it, which we will be mentioning from time to time, especially before the interval. And here's a song which isn't on the DVD, but we did have great fun playing at Crockery last year.
And many of the notes we're about to play are on the DVD.
Yeah. In fact, all of the missing notes from this song are on the DVD. Many examples of the missing notes, so, you know, it's a good job this one isn't on it, really. Otherwise, I'm rabbiting away on that because it's some mushy peas. It's called Doctor of Physic and it was written by Richard Thompson and Dave Swarby. Thank you very much.
The mushy peas rearranged up around then.
Richard Thompson and the mushy peas.
Thank you.
from an album we made in 1971. and this is from an album we made in. Oh. Well, it was still in the last century. Getting near the end. And it's from Steve Tilton, who once stood where Anthony John was standing, and he was already a mate before, and we inherited a couple of his songs. This is one of the early ones to secrete its way into our vocabulary. Repertoire, not vocabulary. I'm having trouble with my worms tonight. I can't pronounce my worms properly.
is heaven. Yes, Glenn Gould. It's a vinyl cassette. Ooh, exciting. Ashes to Ashes, we're all fire. tune from the album The Rosehip, Valentine's Machine. And a chance for me to do some birthdays as well. First, we've got Val Case. Have a very happy birthday today. Great. Happy to be now. From the husband, Paul. It's Claire Watt's birthday yesterday. Close enough. Claire Watt's birthday yesterday. And it's got brackets. A big one next. Let's interpret that as you will. Let's hope they're talking about her. Terry and Sam, hi Terry, how are you doing? Then? See you later. This next song is about people who have to travel, move from their native place of origin, their native country, to go in search of work, usually because better opportunities somewhere else. And the chap in the song is leaving Ireland. He's coming over to England, to London, because he hears that there's better work prospects here. Very sad to leave his hometown. But he's even sadder when he finds out that his loved one, the girl of his dreams, she's leaving Ireland as well. But sadly not for London with her family. They're going to America. So they're parted. It's very sad. And he's a very positive chap, though. He keeps faith in her. He keeps thinking about her all the time, wondering how she's doing, writing to her. And the song never concludes what happens. It's left, sadly, desperately open, ended. However, we have recorded a concluding verse on the CD available. And we'll do this one tonight. It's a particular love song for a fantastic request, especially for this particular day. This goes to Mr. and Mrs. Loveland. It's their wedding anniversary. How's that? Things are hotting up in B2122. It's called My Love Is in America.
Did that smile gold?
Fantastic.
That song was dusted off last August's Scroppery convention thing, where we played it as part of the Legion Leaf set on Friday night. And we all had such a good time listening to it. We thought, well, go on, Chris. Here's a hot potato, catch this. I think you'll find that he caught it quite comprehensively. Well done, Chris. And according to my list, and hopefully that of the other gentlemen of the orchestra, this is another one of Chris's own compositions. This is a song he brought to us quite early on in his days of joining the band about 10 years ago. It's a song called The Wood and the Wire, and it's not about sheep fencing, nor is sheep fencing a new event for the Beijing Olympics. It's a reference to this kind of wood and these kind of wires. It's about what it is that can sometimes entrap people into fatuous means of employment, such as becoming professional musicians. When Chris presented this song to me, it was on the written page. I had no idea what the tune was or what the tempo was or anything like that. It was just as if he'd had a little peek around inside my brain and entered my memory bank and seen life through my own eyes as an 11-year-old boy lusting after a guitar in a music shop. The rest, as they say, is geography. No, don't change the subject. Yes, The Wood and the Wire.
Desire. He was up with the smell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire became a man. Jesus' fingers caught his hands. Louder than laughter, brighter than fire. Thank you.
take us off to the interval, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome, from behind his huge Yamaha kit, Mr. Jerry Conway. Jerry Conway.
Land of the Grants.
Hello. As David said, we're going to play one more piece to take us up to the break. Break is something we've rehearsed very carefully, so it should go quite smoothly. If you would be as kind as you to have a look at our merch store, we're very proud of our DVD 40th anniversary filmed property. There's a great deal of fun making it. Now, here's who we're going to play. In 1910, Percy Grainger wrote a piece called Mock Morris. Mock Morris, it means he's not a real Morris, just a mock one. And some 80 years later, Ricky, inspired by this piece, wrote Mock Morris 90. And that featured on an album called The Five Seasons. Five Seasons, so called. That was inspired by Andrew Kennedy's Four Seasons. We thought Five Seasons, better value, five Morris. And that's not available tonight. However, what is available tonight is Ricky has since recorded the Percy Grainger version on an album called The Mother of All Morris, which is actually Hutchins' new album. And that is available tonight. And Chris has done it too. You've got your own track on that? What's it called, Chris? Swaggering Gathering. So, that's a great one. So, anyway, here we go. That's a break, and it's Mark Morris 90. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have a good interval? We did. We all did it at the same time. Had interval, the same space. It's very good. This song is about a VW camper van. It's many owners. And it also does feature on our brand new DVD. As an extra track as well, on the extra bonus features. Put the DVD in your telly, listen to the track over your speakers, and see the wonderful back projection that Neville Ball did for our property festival last year. It's just like being there. The song's called Keep On Turning the Wheel.
Rusty, and your brother's failed the test. You can play happy fast.
guitar, sorry. I keep it turned off and I'm not playing. This is a song which we recorded and wrote in 1985. And it's slightly unusual for me because it's, I had a hand in writing it. I shared it with Brad McTell because he was a big bully. He's helping out. And he's a wonderful man, obviously, and I'm sure he's here soon, basically on this stage, as he does everywhere else. But it combines politics and music, and I've always found that a rather difficult square to circle, as it were. No, it's the other way around, isn't it? You have to square a circle. But I think if you leave enough time before you make a political comment, so that all the participants have passed on and the issues have been settled, it's probably okay. So this is a song that I helped write about 14th century politics. Maybe on safe ground here. Anyway. We haven't done it for a few years because we needed to rearrange it for the current format. And I have a go and do it myself. And, you know, it seems to work a bit. I like it.
Shut your kitchen lights and watch the water fail.
Young Richard, he was merciful, and he pardoned one and all. But home to Kent, like beaten dogs, still serfs we had to call. But our lesson was a liberty, and a hope that filled us all. The land was a hell of a seven head upon a bloody fall.
There's a couple of tunes which we haven't played for a long time, well, at least 48 hours anyway. Our good friend Ian Burgess wanted to. We've been varying the sets every night. Last night was set one, and tonight's set two, and then we go back to set one tomorrow, and we do that for another 15 days. So that we've got a lot more numbers in the set. And Ian Burgess, who's a very nice chap who writes The Ledge, which used to be a Fairport fan magazine and is now up on Ian's website, has been a great help to us in past years. So these tunes are for you, Ian, and thanks, keep up the good work and send us the pics, and if you can give me some hair on the next set, that'd be really great. The first tune's called The Swirling Pit, for reasons that I won't go into, but it does involve drinking awful lots of alcohol and trying to stop the room moving around when you lie down. I'm sure none of you have ever experienced this, have you, Western Silverware? Maybe in August, perhaps, but not in the winter. And the next tune's, this flows seamlessly into a set of tunes called Jams O'Donnell's Jigs, which are in a very strange key for us to play, a key that we don't normally go to, but we're trying to get even fret wear on our instruments. Musicians in the audience. So here we go, The Swirling Pit and Jams O'Donnell's Jigs. Thanks. These can be found on the box of Peg's CD, if any of you are interested. Thank you.
Dave Kay.
Thank you very much indeed. The next section is a little block of three songs. I'm trying to avoid using the word trilogy to avoid pomposity at this point, but I've just used it, so it's a bit too late for that. But they do require a certain degree of activation because they're all linked together. They all come from an album we made in 1971 called Babbicombe Lee, which was about a chap who came from the village of Babbicombe. Near Torquay, Long Hammond, really. In 1884, he was an 18-year-old serving man in a house belonging to an elderly spinster. She was found dead in the house of fire. He was banged to rights, as they say, in the books, and was sentenced to death for her murder and the arson involved. In 1884, a few weeks later, they erected a gallows in Exeter Prison, and three times, not just once, but three times, folks, it failed to work. Was it miraculous divine intervention? Was it just flawed craftsmanship? Were there Masonic backhanders at work? Who can say? Anyway, apparently we, the state, are not empowered to attempt to execute somebody more than three times, which is personally a great relief to me. And I'm sure a comfort to many of you out there who sleep less nice about such things. But he was obviously had his sentence, whatever it is, transmuted or something. Yeah, commuted, turned down a bit. Nowadays he'd just be sent to Barbados with a PlayStation. But then he was sent to Portland with a big hammer. Break rocks for the next 20 years. And when he came out, he sold his story to the predecessor of the News of the World, which was called Lloyd's Weekly News. And it's a true story, what can I tell you? And many years later, somebody found a bound version of this collection of news from print, and he happened to be in the band at the time, and he decided he'd make a magnum opus of it. He'd write a suite of songs, a folk opera, if you will. We're not going to do the whole thing, we're just going to pick out three items which I think tell the story in their own way. So here's our version of condensed, synopsisized Babbicombe Lee. Thank you.
Through a door, the basement. mistaken for the lantern of the Lord.
Song he bequeathed to us, gave to us really, but he's still about, isn't he? Yeah. 1985. Much love, man. Lodging was dry, master fair, gave him full measure, like corn in the field by and it grew, for his house was my treasure. But watch her carry water or drive cows from the pile, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong. Well, it my desire. I swung harder with my side, a few words between us passed. I cursed my tongue-tied usefulness, and hoped she'd hear my heart. But all was safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest. My trembling fingers brushed her arm, and she placed them on her breast. Turned to me as the sun went down, and all my senses reeled. We lay there on the scented ground till the moon rose over the field. Thank you.
She was safely guided in my arms when the bomb detected the sound of the violin, and we heard to the farm. All the dancing in the lantern left, and the music filled the air. A thankful ball and a heartless moon. The girl from the high.
Way back in 1977, I used to live in this little village called Crockridge. Anybody been there? 63. Off you. But you're all coming this year, 7th, 8th and 9th of August, yeah? For our festival, yeah? Please. Did any of you ever visit the Red Lion pub? Half of that 63. The other half were too scared to admit that they'd been there. Yes. Well, in 1977, the regular visitor to the Red Lion pub was Chris Les's older brother John, who came for drinking lessons from me. And he was very good, actually. He learned very quickly. And during the course of these almost weekly sessions, he used to teach us folk songs, because John was a great collector of folk songs. And this one, he taught to me in 1977, and I got him to sing a very rough demo of it, aided and abetted by about 10 pints of Bass, into a tape recorder, which in those days I knew how to operate. And it was called Field Recording, although it was actually in our front room. And the song that came out of it we're going to perform for you now, it's called The Engine Poacher. And it's a jolly little song about, well, poaching in Oxfordshire. You know, don't try this without, unless you're over 18. All right, thanks.
So from one outdoor country pursuit, seamlessly into another.
Oh, three hands and lads came on when they told Alec the fella they made their way. They took some dogs to catch a game and threw to white and water came. Paddy-ay-o, paddy-ay-o, three jolly young fellas as ever did go. Paddy-ay-o, paddy-ay-o, three jolly young fellas as ever did go. Yeah!
Said, come home with me, little Matty Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Matty Rose, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home, and I won't go home, I'm sleeping with you tonight. But by the rings on your fingers, I can see that you are my master's wife.
Thank you. Curtis Grayson MB. He's a fantastic drummer. My Lord Gerald McConway. Your friend of mine, Zed Begg. Steve Ashford, it's one we've been waiting for a long time to put the old war horse, as it were, out to grass for a moment ago. We're going to sing a song now which says exactly what we've always felt about you guys, because you guys have, despite the militant opposition of the mainstream music business, managed to create an environment in which Fairport Convention can still bubble along nicely. Not troubling anybody too much. I'm happy you scored our festival in August and you come out here a cold winter's evening. Yeah, it is a wonderful feeling of support we get from you, so here's something back.
Long may the sun shine on your bones and on your skin.
Clark. Community singing practice for you now, about 10 to midnight, Saturday the 9th of August. I can see it's all in a field in North Oxfordshire, singing this song out. The ground is still parched, the heat is still coming out of the baked earth beneath our feet. Trust me, I'm not a doctor.
We used to sing. Come the day, we'd all be making songs, finding better words. These ideas never lasted long. Days up along the road. Air is growing thin. Too many friends who've tried blown off this mountain by the wind. We are the ledge, gonna mount the ledge. When my time is up, I'm gonna see you.
But you'll have a chance again.